Ah, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
This is the Jerry Callahan Show.
I know I've said this before, I've said it many times, but this time I really mean it. What a wild day. This Tuesday is about as crazy as it gets, and we're here for all of it. We'll jam it all in to 56 minutes, Ironhead, unless, you know, they want us to go, and maybe they'll want us to do 3 hours today, because I could do it. Today, I could do 3 hours, I could do 5 hours, 8 hours on this. Everybody is walking into court as we speak. Everybody, Hunter Biden, Donald Trump, SBF, they're all stepping into court to face various charges, some legit, some not legit. I don't know what's, and Kevin McCarthy is facing his ouster. Trevor Bauer is putting an end to believe all women forever. We're moving into a different phase in this country right now. Law and order is a thing of the past. A sitting congressman was carjacked last night in D.C. A congressman, by the way, who supported defunding the police. So don't feel so bad for him. We'll get to that. We'll get to all of it. I think we have to start with, hell, I don't know what to start with. I swear to God, there's just so much here. This Trevor Bauer story is wild, and the media's coverage of it makes it even more wild. They do not want to tell you the truth about Trevor Bauer, because Trevor Bauer is not a nice guy. He's not a warm, cuddly guy. They hate him. They don't want to admit that he was railroaded here by Major League Baseball, by the Dodgers, by the legal system. The guy is a victim. Is he a nice guy? No. Do I want to hang out with him? I don't even know if I'd want to sign him if I were a major league team. But he was innocent. He was set up. She lied. She'll face no consequences. But I think next time someone's accused of this, maybe we'll think twice. There's a few examples of late of the absurdity of believing all women. We now know how much SBF, Sam Bankman-Fried, the biggest financial fraudster in American history, paid Tom Brady to be his friend. And I have a question for Tom. Are you going to give that money back? Because it wasn't his money. He stole it. He paid you to hang out with him with other people's money. I think if you're going to do the right thing, Tom Brady and Steph Curry and Larry David and Mr. Wonderful, you have to write a check and give the money back. It wasn't his money. We'll get to that too. We'll get to Hunter Biden walking into court. But I think I have to start today with good Trump. Now, we know Trump is facing many, many fraudulent charges, 91 felony counts all over the country. The Democrats will stop at nothing to stop him, to keep him from returning to power. As Joe Biden said, we must do everything we can to stop him from returning to power. And God knows they're trying everything. We know you get the documents case, the Jack Smith case, you get the election fraud case in Atlanta. You have the Alvin Bragg, the ridiculous case in New York. Those cases are legit compared to this one. This one is so insane. I spent a lot of time watching this yesterday. Trump made one real smart move. He showed up in court yesterday to face this civil action by this thoroughly corrupt Attorney General, Letitia James. The whole thing, I mean, you become numb to it after a while. You become numb to all the attempts to destroy Donald Trump, to ruin his family, to ruin his business, to stop him from running for president again. You just become numb. They'll do anything. They're all working together. I have no doubt that this woman and Bragg and Jack Smith, and they're all working together with Merrick Garland, with Joe Biden, to stop Donald Trump. There's no question in my mind. It is a concerted effort. It is a team effort. I don't think they thought this one through. This, if you had any doubt that this was illegitimate, that this was strictly political, that it was personal, I give you Letitia James, this mad woman who is serving as Attorney General for the state of New York. I know I ask this every day, but who voted for this woman? Who voted for this? A woman who promised when she was running for election that she would get Trump. Pure and simple. I'm going to get Trump. I'm going to stop him. That's what she promised. That's the Attorney General, the head law enforcement agent in the state of New York. She's brought a civil action against Trump for inflating the value of his assets. She said, or the judge said, that Mar-a-Lago was worth between $18 and $27 million. That right there should be the end of this case. That's so absurd. There's an empty lot down the street that's selling for $200 million. Mar-a-Lago was worth at least $500, $600, $700 million. The idea that it would be worth $27 million is laughable. Yesterday, they thought they would bring this action. By the way, there's a reason it's a civil suit. Is because no law enforcement agency would bring criminal charges because there is no crime. I don't know. I guess I'm not a legal expert. I'm not a lawyer, but I always thought you had to have a victim. I always thought you had to have a crime to bring an action like this. There's no crime. There's no victim. Nobody got hurt. There's no damages. He took loans from banks. He repaid them. He made them whole. They made money. He made money. End of story. Doesn't matter. They will stop at nothing. They will make things up to stop him. They view Trump, as we've said many times, as an existential threat. He is evil. He is Hitler. Whatever it takes to stop Hitler is okay in their playbook. These people, I'll give them credit, man. They fight hard. They fight dirty. That's what this is. This is just dirty. They thought yesterday Trump, he didn't have to show up. They thought he wouldn't show up. They thought they could grandstand and do their thing, and he wouldn't be there to push back. Well, to his credit, this time Trump showed up, not only showed up, but went in front of the cameras, went in front of the microphones, and talked about how absurd this is, what a political hit job it is, how corrupt these people are. And in this case, he is 100% right. The idea that you're trying to take the business away, you're trying to destroy a business, the family, the employees, got 800 employees trying to destroy the business because you hate him for political reasons. I'm sorry, this should piss everybody off. This should upset even Democrats, even mainstream media people who are on her team. Should say, this isn't the fight, Letitia. This isn't the one. We'll get him on something else. This is just so laughable, so silly, so absurd that you're going to try and they want him to pay $250 million. They want to stop him from being able to conduct business in New York City, where half the buildings have his name on them. They want that removed. They want to take his business away because they say he overinflated the value of some of his properties. This is so friggin' ridiculous. If you saw the trial or saw the hearing yesterday, you had this woman sitting in the courtroom staring like a child, just staring at the back of Donald Trump's head. You had this judge, this whack job, hard left liberal who's given thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars to Democrats. He's in charge here. There is no jury. This guy, Arthur Engoron, who hates Trump and posed for the cameras, took his glasses off and smiled for the cameras before kicking the cameras out. Wanted to make sure he got a good shot of him. And Trump sat there. His lawyers did their thing. The prosecutors or the attorney general's lawyers were laughing and giggling at the whole thing. They got Donald Trump to back on his heels. Look at this judge. How is this acceptable? This clown holds the fate of the former president in his hands. He can ruin his business. He can destroy the lives of his, of Trump's family, of his employees, of this business that he's built up over 40, 50 years. This radical pencil neck geek can say, nah, you're done here. You have to pay us $250 million. You can't do business in New York anymore. There's lots of these charges that are ridiculous, that are absurd. This is the worst one. And I know that people aren't paying attention because you just get numb to it all. This one, you got to pay attention to. I want to play, before we get to Letitia James, I want to play Merrick Garland. Sunday night, he sat down for a foot massage with Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes. He fake cried like I've never seen anyone fake cry before because of, you know, justice and how people deserve justice. And he pretended he was all upset and all emotional. It was a really bad acting job. But this guy, just to refresh your memory, he was nominated to the Supreme Court. Mitch McConnell, the last noble thing he did was hold up the nomination until there was an election. He never got on the Supreme Court. Joe Biden chose him as Attorney General because he knew he had no morals. He had no ethics. He knew he would be an attack dog, a partisan attack dog who would do Biden's bidding. He knew he would get Trump. He knew he would lock up January Sixers and put away pro-lifers, and he would go after Joe Biden's enemies, and he has done just that. He is one of the most pathological liars I think I've ever seen. He could sit there and say, we play no political favorites. We don't play favorites. Everybody is equal in the eyes of Lady Justice. He is a liar. He is a liar and a partisan hack who will stop at nothing to put Trump behind bars, put Trump surrogate. I mean, he arrests Trump's lawyers. That could be the most un-American thing. Trump's lawyers have been arrested, some of them on early morning raids and in their underwear, locked up, at gunpoint, put in jail. Lawyers. But he sat there with Scott Pelley, his friend, his supporter, and lied to the country. Just one quick clip on him talking about how he plays no favorites. Let's watch this.
We do not have one rule for Republicans and another rule for Democrats. We don't have one rule for foes and another for friends. We don't have one rule for the powerful and another for the powerless, for the rich or for the poor.
You're a liar. You're a liar. You know who Douglas Mackey is? Douglas Mackey's a meme guy, a guy on Twitter who makes funny memes to make fun of Democrats. He made a meme mocking Democrats, saying they could vote. I did it myself once, joked around and said you could vote, you know, Democrats could vote on Wednesday, Republicans vote on Tuesday. I got a letter from the Attorney General of Massachusetts because I said that on the air. Well, he did the same thing. He mocked and told them they could text in their votes if they wanted to. It wasn't true. He was mocking them for being idiots. He's facing 10 years. He's been convicted. He's facing 10. You know who Mark Hauck is? He's a pro-life father of seven. Merrick Garland tried to put him in prison for 10 years for shoving some pro-abortion activist away from his child. The guy was harassing his child on the sidewalk. He shoved the guy. Merrick Garland tried to put him in prison for 10 years. Everything he does is partisan. He is a political hitman. He is of the same mind as Letitia James. I want to play this Letitia James video. This doesn't disqualify the woman from any case involving Donald Trump is beyond me. Again, attorney general, head law enforcement person. I think one requirement in the state of New York is you're supposed to be at least have, you're supposed to have the perception that you're impartial, that you're going to follow the law. As he lied about there, said, one set of rules for everybody, right? Isn't that how it is supposed to work in this system? Listen to the Attorney General of the state of New York while she was running for office in 2018. She's talking about Donald Trump when Donald Trump's the sitting president of the United States, when he's one of the leading prominent business people in her state, when he's employing 800 people, paying his taxes, building buildings, doing business. This is the attorney general now, the one who was in court yesterday staring at Trump. Tell me this isn't disqualifying, not just for this one case, for any case. How is an attorney general allowed to say these things publicly? Listen to this.
America is an uncharted territory. We are angrier and more deeply divided than we've ever been at any point in our history since the Civil War. And at the eye of the storm is Donald Trump, ripping families apart, threatening women's most basic rights. I'm running for attorney general because I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president when our fundamental rights are at stake. From the Muslim ban, to efforts to deport immigrants, to denying transgender students the ability to choose whatever bathroom they want, rolling back regulations to protect our planet, colluding with foreign powers, putting profits over people, dividing us in ways we haven't seen in generations. I believe that this president is incompetent. I believe that this president is ill-equipped to serve in the highest office of this land. And I believe that he is an embarrassment to all that we stand for.
The attorney general, she won the election, obviously, it's New York. She says these things, and now we're supposed to think this case is on the level? I mean, on its merits, it's a joke. But when you see how personal it is to this woman, this vile woman, how in this country is this allowed to move forward? I understand the media loves her, they hate Trump, but are just average Americans paying attention to this? Average people, voters, citizens, taxpayers, looking at this? It was 2018, and she's saying, I'm going to get him. And she's been trying to get him ever since. And what she's doing now is so absurd. You're trying to take a business away because you say overinflated his assets. Well, the banks didn't complain. The banks didn't suffer any damages. Nobody did. There's no victim. I'm not sure how even, you know, they're spinning this on MSNBC. I don't know what Joy Reid, I'm sure she's all in, Joy Reid and Chris Hayes and the rest of the Trump haters. But how do you justify it? How do you rationalize it that this woman is going to try to take a man's livelihood away? She couldn't file criminal charges because no law enforcement agency would do it, but she can take his company away. She can destroy his life. That is going forward now. Trump said 80% of the case was thrown out yesterday because of statute of limitations. She didn't care. I'm not sure how it wasn't thrown out already, but he's back in court today. He's forced to go to court. This trial is going to go for like 2 months, and I don't know how often he's going to be there, but they're going to keep him off the campaign trail. They're going to try and sully him up, dirty him up. His numbers will go up, but they don't care. They just want to destroy him. It's one thing if it were someone suing him, or that woman, E. Jean Carroll, lying about him raping her, or the media going after him and Joe Scarborough lying about him. That's one thing. This isn't a woman who controls the law enforcement apparatus, the judiciary. She's using this Trump-hating judge to go after her political enemy. I don't know how this isn't a bigger deal and a more absurd story, a more absurd example of our screwed up system right now. Honest to God, it really is amazing. That judge posing for the cameras with his glasses, taking his glasses off, smiling, make sure they get a good shot of him. The prosecutor's giggling and laughing. And this fraud, Letitia James staring holes in the back of his head. Trump, to his credit, did not take it lying down. I was watching one legal analyst, I think it was that Fugazi guy on MSNBC, saying how dangerous it is for Trump to attack the judge and attack the prosecutor in the lobby of the courtroom. What's he supposed to do? Pretend this is legitimate? That's one thing. One time I will never criticize him. He is calling them out for what they are, political hacks. Doing the bidding of the Biden administration, the Biden campaign. That's all they are. Everybody knows this isn't a legit case, but people hate Trump so much they're going to support it. Hopefully people will wake up and see it for what it is. That judge, he gets to decide. He gets to decide whether the Trump family keeps their business, which they've built over the last 40, 50 years. That whack job, hard left liberal who's given to every far left cause. He's given thousands, I think tens of thousands to these causes. And he smiles at the camera because this is his big day. He's going to go back. He's going to go to cocktail party over the weekend or brunch with his friends. And they're going to say, what the hell's his name again? Arthur. Oh, Artie, you're the man. Go get him. Let's ruin him. And they're all going to applaud him. This is banana republic stuff. It should make everybody nauseous. But
the way Letitia James talks, too, is so infuriating.
She talks like Joy Reid.
Yeah.
She talks like Rachel Maddow. I mean, she talks like just like Michael Beschloff, some lunatic, unhinged media person who hates Trump. She's supposed to pretend she respects the law. She follows the law. That's supposed to be the driving force behind the office of the attorney general. It seems like it has nothing to do with it. We're going to get him. He's illegitimate because of the migrants. Yeah, how's that holding up, Letitia? Every Democrat in New York is ripping Biden and the Biden administration for destroying the city with our open borders. And she's saying he's illegitimate because he won't let boys go in the girls' room and he won't allow unfettered immigration, the invasion of the southern border. That's quite a take, Letitia, but you go. You be you and you go get them and keep it up because I'm just going to say Trump, big W, big win day one on his latest case. And the more they do this, they wonder why his numbers go up because it's so obvious. It's so clear what they're doing. It's so obviously political. Everybody knows this isn't a legit case. I'll say it again for the thousandth time. I'll say it every day. If he weren't running, there would be no case. That's how you know it's political. If he weren't running, there'd be no case in New York. There'd be no case in Atlanta. There'd be no case in D.C. or Florida. None of these charges, none of these suits would have been brought if he weren't running. If he were a Democrat, they wouldn't be run. There would be no, obviously, there'd be no case. There'd be no charges. But if he just retired, if he just said, endorsed Ron DeSantis and said, you know, I'm going to go play golf, there'd be no cases. This is shameful. This is an absolute embarrassment for the country. But hopefully people wake up to it, pay attention to it, see it for what it is, because it is a truly a black mark on this nation. It really is. And it's not the only one. Man, do we have a lot to get to on this crazy Tuesday, October 3rd. We'll get to the SBF case. I'm not sure if he's in court at this moment. He's in New York. They're all, Hunter Biden is already leaving court. Hunter Biden pleads not guilty on all gun charges. He's got a new haircut. Looks like he almost shaved his head. Maybe it was one of those deals where he's so wasted that he just looked in the mirror and just started buzzing off his hair. He's facing 3 felony charges. It is, again, a joke. We've gone over this. This is the one charge they could bring that didn't connect him, didn't tie him to his father. They have yet to bring any of the tax evasion money laundering charges, which are obvious. That has to happen. The gun charge, they had to bring. And you want to hear dishonest legal commentary? Listen to anybody on MSNBC or CNN say that they would not have brought these charges if he weren't Hunter Biden. There are other cases. They rarely bring this gun charge lying on the application. Well, they did it this time because it's a slam dunk. None of the other examples they will give of people who are facing similar charges and the charges are dropped or they're not. He wrote in his book about how wasted he was the very week that he lied on the application and got the gun. They have him down cold. It's black and white. It's in the book, in his own words. He can't go to trial. If he goes to trial, he will be convicted. It will be embarrassing. But he's pleading not guilty. He's waiting for the powers in behind the scenes to do what it always does, would do what they always do, protect him, take care of him. He's waiting for his father and Garland and Weiss and all the people who've been taking care of him for years to do it again. That is why Hunter is pleading not guilty. That's why he's smiling as he leaves court in a friggin' convoy of SUVs. This bum who's never had a real job, who's never earned an honest dollar, who tried to lower, who succeeded in lowering his child support payments, gets Secret Service protection, a convoy of SUVs, a private jet. It's just sickening. This is a sick, sad day in America. But at least, I guess, they forced him to dress up and go to court for a day. But you'll see. They'll never. Hunter Biden is one thing I'm certain of. Hunter Biden will never, ever see the inside of a jail cell. He will not do a day. As I've said before, they can't allow that. He knows everything. He's obviously a low quality human being. He's an absolute piece of human filth. He will turn on anyone to save his ass, including his own father. If that's what it takes, he'll turn on everyone, and they can't afford that because he knows everything. He knows how deeply involved his father is. So it's a balancing act, you know? They have to charge him with something. That's why they got the gun charge. It doesn't connect him to his father. But if he ever decides to flip, man, what that will make a lot of people nervous in the Biden crime family. But nothing new on that. Hunter just pleads not guilty to all charges. They'll drag that out, hopefully. And the purpose, they'll be trying to drag it out to the election and keep it. And then if he ever does get convicted, Joe will pardon him on the way out the door. I do think the Republicans should consider giving him blanket immunity and forcing him to testify. That would be wild, but we will see. All right, we got to get to so much more. The latest on the Jamal Bowman case. Man, and I knew this guy was stupid. Obviously, the guy was, I'm not sure I knew he was this stupid. I can't stop watching, listening to people defend him, though. This is like the most indefensible thing, crime, a politician's ever done. It doesn't stop them from, he's got a D next to his name. He's a radical liberal socialist. So they will jump to his defense, and they don't care how embarrassing it is. We've played you AOC yesterday. We played you some of the other people defending him. It's just so absurd. They can't just admit he pulled a fire alarm to delay the vote. He's sorry. He'll pay the consequences. I mean, he's a Democrat. There's not going to be that many consequences, but they're going to continue with this. Oh, he was just trying to get through the door. It's the most absurd lie. We have the latest. There's some real interesting revelations about this, which proves he's a friggin' liar. And SBF heads to court. We'll tell you how much Sam Bankman-Fried paid Tom Brady. God, this is incredible. And the Trevor Bauer story. We got to get to this. It is wild. I'm pretty sure we are done with the believe all women phase in this country. It's over. If you haven't given up on that already, you will. We'll tell you about Trevor Bauer and what's her name again? Lindsay Hill. I love some of the media outlets still aren't using her name. She's a liar and a fraud and an extortionist, and they're still protecting her. That's amazing. But we'll get to all that and more, but first.
Excuse me.
Today's show is sponsored by NutriSense. You hear that? That was the sound of the NutriSense biosensor. It's a small device that you put on the back of your arm that then provides real-time feedback on how your body responds to the foods that you're eating, your exercise, stress, even your sleep. With NutriSense, you just take a photo of your meal, adjust for portion size, and NutriSense does the rest. NutriSense helps you track your data, see your glucose trends, and understand your macronutrient breakdown for each meal. You also get an overall glucose score for each meal based on your body's response. You'll be matched with a board-certified nutritionist who will review your data and answer all your questions. Plus, they can help you with a personalized nutrition plan so that you can achieve your goals. You should try NutriSense today. It will open your eyes in profound ways to how your food, exercise, and lifestyle choices are affecting you. What's more, it empowers you with a real-time feedback loop showing the consequences of your food and lifestyle choices. You can get all that today. NutriSense has a special offer for our listeners. Visit NutriSense.com/Callahan and use code word Callahan to start decoding your body's messages and pave the way for a healthier life. Be sure to tell them you learned about NutriSense on the Callahan Show. That's NutriSense.com/Callahan to save $30 off your first month, plus get a month of board-certified nutritionist support. All right, we got to move. Let's do Jamal Bowman quickly. We got to spend some time on the Trevor Bauer story and the SBF story, but Jamal Bowman as we know, pulled a fire alarm to delay a vote on Saturday. It's on camera. Everyone saw it. We were curious initially, what would he say? What's his excuse, his alibi? He came up with this absurd lie that he thought pulling a fire alarm would open the door. Obviously, it's a lie. And so Democrats were forced to choose between defending him and admitting he's a moron who thinks fire alarms open doors, or, you know, throwing him, you know, telling the truth that he pulled the fire alarm to delay the vote. They, for the most part, they said they believed him, that he was just trying to open the door and he was in a rush. Everybody knows that's a lie, but hey, they stick together. Democrats, unlike Republicans, stick together. But this is from Breitbart. They got some interesting revelations here that nobody else has. Hell, I'm sure if the mainstream media even got this scoop, they would ignore it or bury it because they're invested in protecting this scumbag, Jamal Bowman, who's just a real rotten guy to begin with. As I mentioned before, he likes to fight with people and yell at other congressmen in the lobby, in the halls of Congress. Just a real bad guy, a squad member, hard left socialist. But keep in mind, he said he saw the fire alarm and thought it would open those two doors. Just silly. But there's a video, and we haven't seen it yet. I don't know if we'll ever see it because, again, Democrat, got to protect him. This is from Breitbart. Rep. Jamal Bowman ripped down two signs warning a second floor door in the Cannon House building was for emergency use only before pulling the fire alarm and running out through a different door on a different floor. Breitbart has learned exclusively. Multiple sources familiar with the investigation into Bowman pulling the fire alarm, which triggered full-scale law enforcement emergency response, told Breitbart exclusively that Bowman ripped two signs down and then and threw them to the ground. So the two signs said emergency exit only. They said that it would trigger an alarm if you went out that door, or you had to wait 30 seconds, then the door would open. It's an emergency exit. Everybody knew it. Nobody used it. It's obvious. There were two signs like on the door saying emergency exit. He ripped them down, threw them to the ground, pulled the alarm and ran. That's what he did. Somebody fed this information to Breitbart. They didn't tell the country. All they did was show you that one still photo of him pulling the fire alarm. And then he got the lie and say he thought it would open the door. Well, I don't know if we'll get to see this video. Hopefully we will. I mean, nobody actually believes him, but AOC and Whoopi Goldberg and the rest of the stooges in the media, they're going to struggle if they get to see this video of him running after pulling the alarm, throwing the signs to the ground and running. Not sure why we haven't seen that already. Again, Democrat, that's how it works. Capitol Hill police, we know which side they're on. Yeah, let's listen to, this is how you know Jamal Bowman's in trouble. His most ardent supporters are View hosts who, A, are really, really stupid, and B, are really, really ill-informed. They don't read up on things. They don't pay attention. I'm sure they don't read Breitbart. They don't know the real story. But man, I think even if you're a hardcore Democrat like Whoopi or liberal like Sonny, don't you have to pick your spots? Don't you have to say, you know, maybe next time I'll defend him. This time I'll sit this one out, or I'll say, you know, I need more information. I mean, do you really want to go to the mat for this scumbag? They do. Let's listen to Whoopi.
It is quite possible that he was trying to get there and the door, not panic, but, you know, if you're not looking, because it's a door that's normally open, you just go and you press a button. You know,
not the fire alarm.
It says fire on it.
I don't know because I don't know what it. I haven't seen the fire alarm button, so I don't
fire.
Know.
Yeah, I don't. It was fire exit only sign. It was like
no,
active.
Because you have to break glass to press to get to the button. I don't know.
I don't know. It seems pretty fire alarmy to me.
I don't know. It just looks like a button. I can't see the button.
I think he could. He was a little close.
Did anybody in this audience pull a fire alarm to get out of a seventh grade test?
Oh, God. So Whoopi says, she defends him and says, I haven't seen the fire alarm.
Then they, to their credit, they showed it.
They showed it. And that's the first she's seen it? Right. You know, it's that is one great advantage of being a Democrat. You get so many stupid people who will defend you no matter what. Right. You know, all these squad. I mean, essentially, they're all defending him. They know he's lying. Everybody knows he's lying. To make matters worse, his comms team, his people, put out a statement yesterday, which is just incredible, instructing fellow other Democrats on how to defend him by saying you should accuse the Republicans who are attacking him of being Nazis. Nazis. So if you point out this scumbag pulled a fire alarm, committed a crime to delay, to obstruct an official proceeding, something there are lots of people in D.C. in jail right now for doing exactly that or being accused of that. If you accuse him of doing that, which he did, you're a Nazi. And immediately there was, again, another firestorm saying these people are insane. You're going to accuse people of being Nazis? Got to hate that, Nazis. Do these idiots even know what Nazis are? So if you're accusing Bowman of committing this crime, which he obviously did, you're a Nazi. Bowman gets this blowback on Bowman, people saying, you know, what the hell are you doing here? So he comes out and denounces his own communications staff. He tweets, I just became aware that in our messaging guidance, there was an inappropriate use of the term Nazi without my consent. I condemn the use of the term Nazi out of its precise definition. It is important to specify the term Nazi to refer to members of the Nazi Party and neo-Nazis. So his own team.
In right-wing Republicans.
Right, yeah, Republicans pounces. His own team accuses Republicans of being Nazis for pointing out this guy did what he did. And then he denounces his own communications team. Not a good weekend, not a good week for Jamal Bowman.
But pig. Again,
you know what? If he doesn't get expelled, if he doesn't get criminally charged, it is just another example of our two-tier justice system. I have no doubt that if Matt Gaetz or Lauren Boebert or Troy Neils or whatever, any hard, you know, right-wing Republican pulled a fire alarm, they would be in jail. I have no doubt. But this guy will walk because that's what Dems do.
Nasty pig.
I'm not sure if SPF is going to walk. I'm not sure. I really am. We're going to get to, yeah, let me do SPF and then we'll get to Trevor Bauer. Sam Bankman-Fried's in court today. He's facing seven charges, felony charges. There was an appearance, seven counts of fraud and conspiracy. He's in trouble because it's the biggest financial fraud in American history, but he has one big advantage. He has given millions and millions to Democrats. He gave them $40 million in the midterms and they survived. They won the Senate. They couldn't have done it without this thief pumping all that money into their races, money that didn't belong to him, money he stole from clients. So essentially, the election, the midterm, that was not legitimate. It was rigged by SBF. And you're thinking, you know, he's a Democrat. He gave money to Democrats. He's going to walk. I'm not so sure. You know who's going to testify against him? His little mousy girlfriend, Caroline Ellison, and others are going to testify against him. That's going to be powerful. And the question is, will he take the stand? He's arrogant enough to think he can talk his way out of it. He's in jail right now only for one reason. He tampered with witnesses when he was out on bail in home confinement with his parents. He tampered with witnesses. Some brave judge revoked the bail, put him in jail. He's now in lockup in Brooklyn throughout the trial. And I'm sure he's not handling that well because they're not giving him his vegan meals or his ADD medicine. I think they might have eventually given him his medicine. But this trial is going to be fascinating because it involves so many people. We learned through Michael Lewis, author of various books, financial books, The Blind Side. He wrote a book and I think he was on 60 Minutes. We've learned some things. We asked this question when the story broke, how much did he pay these celebrities? We've now found out he paid Tom Brady $55 million for 3 years. He had to work 20 hours a year essentially for $17 million. That's almost $1 million an hour he paid Tom Brady to be his friend and to cut a Super Bowl commercial. I think Brady and Larry David made a Super Bowl commercial. Steph Curry only made $35 million. He gave $35 million to Steph, $55 to Brady. They must give this money back. It wasn't his money to give you, Tom. It shouldn't be. Every politician who got a donation from this scumbag should be forced to give the money back. But I don't think this trial is going to go well for him because I don't think he's a likable guy. I think as a witness, he'd be terrible. I think everyone's going to testify against him. I just want everyone who was involved in the scam to be swept up, including his parents, who are as filthy, dirty as he is. Just scam artists, scumbags, all of them. But that will be fascinating to watch it unfold. Let's get to Trevor Bauer, because this story is just so incredible. Just if you haven't seen, let me do Shay, then we'll do Trevor Bauer, and we will mourn the end of the Me Too era. I think it's officially dead. As you know, Shea Concrete has a huge selection of precast concrete steps ready to be installed at your home. This is your spring project, people. If you're building a new home or remodeling or replacing an old staircase, Shea has great values on designs that will fit your home. A new staircase can dramatically upgrade the front entrance of your home, giving you much better curb appeal. Make your front steps the talk of the town and do it now. Do it this spring. No reason not to. You know that removing the stairs is a pain. They're heavy. They're awkward. And where do you take them when you get rid of them? Shea will take care of all that for you. They leave it to them. When they're done, you'll have a great-looking new entrance that will add value to your home. It's more than an upgrade. It's an investment. With one phone call, Shea will deliver a turnkey insulation experience. In a few hours, you'll get a brand new front entrance. Learn more at SheaConcrete.com. And while you're there, you can look for a job. Shea Concrete is hiring. Right now, they have between 15 and 20 open positions. These are career opportunities for all different types of people and skill sets. All you got to do is pass a drug test. That's it. Go to SheaConcrete.com. And if you haven't followed the Trevor, I didn't follow it that closely. I mean, obviously, I have always, I want to say believe all women, but I'll say this. Over the years, I've believed most women. I really have. Until Kavanaugh came along and we got to see just how evil, how diabolical women can be. These women hated Kavanaugh because he is against abortion. So they wanted to destroy him. So they lied about him. They put on performances. Christy Blasey Ford put on a performance for the ages, lying about a guy who maybe, perhaps she'd never even met. She didn't know when he attacked her. She didn't know where. Her own best friend didn't support her story. Her own father didn't believe her. Christy Blasey Ford is a liar. Hell, she's got a book out now, and they're going to promote it. They're still helping her out, but everyone knows she lied. Then you had the other witnesses even were. Julie Swetnick, who was represented by Michael Avenatti, said he gang raped her on a boat off Rhode Island. Just made things up, tried to destroy a man, destroy his family, destroy his life because he's against abortion. They would stop at nothing to ruin Brett Kavanaugh. That woke some people up, including me. And I said, I didn't think that many people were capable of this. It's just chilling how evil these women were. Well, there's a few more examples of why believe all women is really not a legitimate approach to these things. I mean, you believe some women, other women you question. We went through this with punter Matt Areza. And I don't know where these guys go to get their reputations back or go to get their lives back. Matt Areza, if you forgot, he was known as the punt god. He was a punter for San Diego State, who was drafted by the Buffalo Bills in 2022 in the sixth round. A great college punter, the Ray Guy Award winner. A woman said he raped her in college at a party. She made it up. He was innocent. You know what he's doing now? Nothing. No one's even signed him yet. At some point, don't you have to say this guy is a victim? This guy should get his life back, his job back, and give him a trial, give him a job? Doesn't he belong in the NFL? Well, Trevor Bauer belongs in Major League Baseball. And again, I don't think he's a nice guy. I don't want to hang out with him. There's not many people who've come to his defense and believed him, which is too bad because he was telling the truth. This story is incredible. If you missed it, 2 years ago, I think it was, let me get the exact, and the media still isn't telling the truth about Trevor Bauer. I pointed out last night, the Associated Press posted a story yesterday, 13 paragraphs, the Associated Press, and they never mentioned the video, which we're about to show you, which will blow your mind. They never mentioned it. Trevor Bauer and the woman accusing him of sexual assault reached a settlement. This is what Alden Gonzalez, ESPN staff writer, writes about this last night. Former Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer and the San Diego woman who first accused him of sexual assault, triggering the investigation that led to an unprecedented suspension from MLB, have settled their civil lawsuits outside of court with no money exchanging hands. The woman accused Bauer of sexually assaulting her during two encounters in the spring of 2021, prompting the former Cy Young Award winner to be placed on administrative leave. The woman was later denied a restraining order in LA, and the DA's office declined to file criminal charges. But MLB handed Bauer a 324-game suspension, twice longer than the previous high under its domestic violence policy. An independent arbiter shortened the suspension to 194 games and ruled Bauer be reinstated, prompting the Dodgers to release him. He's currently pitching in Japan. So he was released by the Dodgers, blackballed by Major League Baseball, and forced to go to Japan to the Yokohama Bay Staters to earn a living. Now, this all happened because this woman, Lindsay Hill, accused him of sexual assault. Well, Bauer was not allowed to talk about the case until now. And he made a video yesterday, and it is mind-blowing that this woman could do this to him, and she faces no charges, no consequence. She doesn't even have to pay him anything. She lied. She set him up. She extorted him. I don't want to say he's innocent, but he didn't do what she said he did. In fact, she admits to going after him for the money, at least she admitted to a friend. But let's watch some of this video, which, again, the AP didn't mention in their news story about this guy and this woman. It's just incredible. The woman should be facing charges, criminal charges, just like the woman who accused Matt Areza, the punt guy. They should be facing criminal. They should be facing the same consequences that the men they accused falsely of were facing. That you can just do it, get away with it, move on with your life. In fact, this woman, Lindsay Hill, for some reason is getting a $300,000 insurance settlement from her insurance company because of what Trevor Bauer did to her. I don't understand that at all. But let's listen to this and watch this. He has receipts. He is innocent, and he proves it here. And it's just like, okay, we're moving on. No price to pay for MLB, the Dodgers, the woman, the media, the Athletic. The reporter for The Athletic said he broke her skull. He fractured her skull in this sexual assault. It didn't happen. Her skull wasn't fractured. They have medical reports that show her skull wasn't fractured. She wasn't hurt. She lied. All right, let's get to the videotape. This is a format. We'll play some of it. This is from Trevor Bauer yesterday telling his side of the story for the first time in 2 years. Go ahead.
Next victim, star pitcher for the Dodgers. A text Lindsay Hill sent to a friend before she ever even met me. What should I steal? She asked another in reference to visiting my house for the first time. The answer? Take his money. So how might that work? I'm going to his house Wednesday, she said. I already have my hooks in. You know how I roll. Then, after the first time we met, net worth is 51 mil, she said. Bitch, you better secure the bag, was the response. But how is she going to do that? Need daddy to choke me out, she said. Being an absolute whore to try to get in on his $51 million, read another text. Then, after the second time we met, former Padres pitcher Jacob Nix told her, you got to get this bag. I'll give you $50,000, Lindsay replied. Her AA sponsor asked her at one point, do you feel a tiny bit guilty? Not really, she replied. Since then, her legal team has approached me multiple times about coming to a financial settlement. But as I have done since day one, I refuse to pay her even a single cent. In August of 2021, Lindsay Hill's claims were heard in court. And during those legal proceedings, critical information was deliberately and unlawfully concealed from me and my legal team. Information like this video, which was taken by Lindsay Hill herself the morning after she claimed she was brutally attacked, emotionally traumatized, and desperate to get away from me. And now we have the metadata, so there can be no dispute. It was taken mere minutes before she left my house on the morning of May 16th, 2021, without my knowledge or consent, of course. In it, you can see her lying in bed next to me while I'm sleeping, smirking at the camera without a care in the world, or any marks on her face. I think it paints a pretty clear picture of what actually happened the evening of May 15th and why the video was originally concealed from us. After hearing the evidence available to her, Judge Diana Gold Saltman found that Lindsay Hill had misled the court. She found her claims to be materially misleading. She denied her request for a domestic violence restraining order, and she found that no sexual assault or non-consensual conduct took place. Now, some of you might not know about restraining order hearings. I know I didn't, but I've since learned that it's extremely rare for a request for a restraining order to be denied because the standard of proof that you need to obtain one is extremely low. So you can make of that what you will. The fact is, I was never arrested. I was never charged with a crime, and I won the only legal proceeding that took place without my side of the story even being heard. And most importantly, as I've said from day one, I never sexually assaulted Lindsay Hill, or anyone else for that matter. So I sued her, which prompted her to countersue me. Quite frankly, regardless of the outcome in court, I've paid significantly more in legal fees than Lindsay Hill could ever pay me in her entire life. And I knew that would be the case going in. But the lawsuit was never about the money for me. It was the only way for me to obtain critical information to clear my name. The discovery process in that lawsuit.
We did that. I mean, this goes on for a while. It's amazing. I mean, and you know what? How many people in the mainstream media, in the sports media, on ESPN will apologize, deliver a mea culpa today? How many? I'm going to guess none. There are still media outlets who won't use her name because she was a victim of sexual assault. ESPN mentions the videotape. They spend, let's see, one or two paragraphs on the videotape and then go through all the details of the case and talk about his suspension from Major League Baseball, his blackballing, his being cut from the Dodgers. I mean, it's just like the initial accusation is so much bigger than this exoneration. I mean, what more do you need to see than those texts? She went after him for the money and wanted him to choke her out so that she could accuse him of sexual assault and get rich. That's just incredible. I mean, I thought the Matt Araiza case was pretty disturbing. This is so much worse. There are many, many cases of media people just condemning him, calling him a piece of garbage. And, he was telling the truth and she was lying. Yeah. This is video. If you haven't seen it, of Lindsay Hill, the woman who really belongs in jail for what she tried to do. She tried to destroy the man. She tried to get him imprisoned. She wanted to see him in prison. She belongs in prison. Just like the woman accused Matt Araiza, just like Christie Blasey Ford and Julie Swetnick. They do more damage to women who are legitimately assaulted, attacked, raped. I mean, now, how can you believe all women when Lindsay Hill did this to Trevor Bauer to try to steal his money? When Christie Blasey Ford did what she did to Brett Kavanaugh, how can you believe all women? You can't. It's nuts. It doesn't even make any sense. It's not coherent. Let's believe all women. Yeah, but this woman, we just proved she lied. So you're going to believe her? What are all the hardcore feminists? What are the Sarah Spains going to say? Julie DeCaro's, what are they going to say about Lindsay Hill? Let me make a prediction. Nothing. That's what they will say about this. They will move on and talk about something.
That makes their arguments so much weaker when they don't call out this bullshit.
Right, right. I mean, that's what you got to do. You got to say, well, I believe most women, but you also have people like this, blackmailers, extortionists, liars, just scum like Lindsay Hill. Let's watch her. Is she at a game? She's at drunkenly at a game. And apparently, I guess we know why she's now in AA. Go ahead. Show her.
Me too.
She's got a Bud Light. I'm curious what bathroom she uses.
She's got a Bud Light. She's wasted. She's fighting with everybody. I imagine how frustrating it must be to be Trevor Bauer or Matt Araiza, knowing you didn't do these things, knowing she set you up. Then you find out that she's texting her friends and telling her friends that she's out to get you, and you can't go public with that. You can't say anything for 2 years. You lose millions, tens of millions of dollars. You're forced to go to Japan. You lose your job, your reputation because of this scumbag, and she pays no price. It's just outrageous. It really is. How does she not charge with something? They can't charge her with something. You can just lie about with the intention of ruining the lives of this man, ruining the life of Matt Araiza. It's like Jussie Smollett. Lying brazenly, blatantly to start a race war, and you pay no price. Oh, I'm sorry. He spent 6 days in jail and he's out. And I mean, no wonder there are people like this. There's no deterrent. She can lie about him trying to get his 51 million if she gets caught because she's just some drunken lunatic. She gets caught texting her friends and admitting your plot. There's no price to pay, nothing. She got money from the insurance company. Man, that is a problem. That is a flaw in the system that should be rectified. But congratulations, all in the same. Congratulations to Trevor Bauer, who's been exonerated. Now the question is, will some major league team, sign him? Or do you think his reputation is too bad?
Come to Boston.
Yeah, yeah. They don't have any problem with, reprobates. They got Alex Verdugo in the middle of the lineup still, I believe. So he'd fit right in. But anyway, that's just the latest. And
looking back now at Jussie Smollett all this time later, it was such a brilliant move of him to just scream that he wasn't suicidal in the middle of the courtroom.
no kidding. Well, we thought he was going to kill himself because he had to spend 6 days in jail. He cost the city like $300,000 in police overtime. Police knew the whole time he was lying. They still had to investigate. He went on and cried with Robin Roberts. And she's, it's beautiful, Jesse. And he pays no price for it, no price at all. You could just make up these lies, just accuse guys of rape. Hey, maybe you win, maybe you don't. What's the risk? Go for it. Yeah. Anyway, we got to leave it there for today. So much to get to, so much going on. Hunter, Trump, SBF, all in court as we speak. We'll be following it today and all over it tomorrow. I got to go on Newsmax right now, go on TV and talk about some of these cases, hopefully the Trump case, because that is big and that is infuriating. But we will see. Thanks to everyone for listening. Thanks, Ironhead. I'm Jerry Callahan. This is The Callahan Show, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
God save the Queen, man.
Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not.
Who thinks it takes... Like the show? Leave a 5-star review on Apple and Spotify.
Hi, it's Tony Marino, host of the Newsmax Daily Podcast, your daily news bulletin of Newsmax's top headlines, along with commentary from our hosts and experts. You can learn more about all of the free podcasts, including Newsmax Daily, Rob Carson, and Jerry Callahan at newsmax.com/listen.